USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Let's get a COVID-19 vaccine update with Dan Araki.
Speaking from the White House on Thursday, President Trump addressed the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, saying that the first shipments of a coronavirus vaccine would go out as soon as next week.
We're rounding the curve. The vaccines are being delivered literally. It'll start next week and the week after, and it'll hit the frontline workers and seniors and doctors, nurses, a lot of people going to start, and we're going very quickly. Two companies already announced, a third one coming up, and a fourth and fifth one coming up soon also. So it's some people have called it a medical, really a miracle. Could have taken 4 or 5 years to do this. Normally it probably would have taken 4 or 5 years just getting it through the FDA. We pushed it very hard.
Pfizer requested an emergency use authorization for its vaccine from the FDA last week. Moderna says they will ask for the same authorization by the end of November. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
President Trump has exposed the big media. Phony polls, voter fraud, fake news, and everyone is turning away from Fox News. If you're tired of Fox, you can now watch Newsmax TV. President Trump is tweeting about Newsmax all the time. Millions are tuning in, and Newsmax is breaking records. Watch Newsmax TV every night for Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, Chris Salcedo, and more. Plus, get the latest from Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, and Mike Huckabee. President Trump says he watches Newsmax and likes it. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your cable guide. Also get Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Download the free Newsmax TV app on your iPhone or Android and watch us anytime, anywhere. Newsmax is real news for real people.
It's being called the biggest fraud against the state of California ever. USA Radio News, Val Dior.
At least 35,000 unemployment claims were fraudulently made on behalf of prison inmates, costing California $140 million in paid out benefits. The Sacramento County DA calls it one of the biggest fraud of taxpayer dollars in California history. The claims were made between March and August and even include one in the name of convicted murderer Scott Peterson. Prosecutors were tipped off by listening in on recorded calls from prison. As inmates bragged about scamming the system, the scheme always involved someone on the outside to facilitate the applications, and prosecutors say the problem is compounded by dysfunction at the California Employment Development Department, which does not check unemployment claims against a list of prison inmates, as many other states do. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
A hotline has been set up to report UI fraud, 800-229-6297. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Trump held an impromptu press conference Thursday after a video conferencing with overseas troops. The president continues to insist the election was marred with massive voter fraud. Let's listen in.
A poll watcher it's considered sacred in our country. When they throw them out of rooms...
But that's not true. They didn't do that.
Sure it is. And when they put them in pens... Excuse me. No, they didn't. My attorneys did not admit anything. And it's all different places. But where they throw them out of counting rooms, where they put them in what's called pens, and they're 20, 30, 40 feet away, and in some cases 200 feet away, when things like that happen, when a woman walks in on November 3rd to vote, a proud woman, and this is by the thousands, tens of thousands, and she said, I'm here to vote. And they said, you've already voted, ma'am, I'm sorry. No, I didn't vote. I wanted to vote on November 3rd. I want to cast my vote in person. I'm sorry, ma'am, you've already voted. You voted by ballot. And then they leave. This is a horrible thing. And we have tens of thousands of that happening. This is a horrible thing. They gave Biden a lot of votes that he would never have gotten. This is not a candidate that could get 80 million votes. This is just not a candidate. This is not a candidate that beat Barack Hussein Obama with the black voter. Okay? This is not a candidate that beat Obama with the black voter.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.